Let's look at this idea of ADHD or other conditions. Henry Shelford is the CEO and co-founder of ADHD UK, who has had a late-stage adult diagnosis of the condition and joins me now. Thank you for coming on. Some experts are saying then that in some instances, I hope we're hearing those keywords, it's nothing to do with some kind of disorder, it's just poor behaviour. How do you respond? Good morning.
Good morning. ADHD is an incredibly tough tough condition to have. We know that most brutally and difficultly through the statistics on suicide. So we know that 1 in 10 men or boys with ADHD will at some point try and take their own life. And it's 1 in 4 women or girls with ADHD will at some point try and take their own life. We know that their children have failed in education, that it's we have wait times of up to 5 years for children, up to 10 and a half years for adults to get an ADHD diagnosis. And the idea that they're easy to get is absolute nonsense. And you only can get a diagnosis of ADHD if it's having a debilitating impact on your life. And it's...
In any other situation,
we celebrate the fact that more people are getting identified with a condition that is harming their life and dreadfully impacting their life chances, and we celebrate it. But the only exceptions I can see is ADHD, where we get attacked for the same.
I'm not attacking you, sir. I'm just asking.
No, I know you're not.
Why do you suppose the figure has more than doubled in less than 10 years?
So ADHD in this country was only formally recognised by the NHS in the year 2000. And that's for children, and the year 2008 for adults. So you're wondering why lots of middle-aged adults like me are coming forward, it's because we had no chance getting picked up as kids. And we didn't go from zero to hero in the year 2000, so we've still got lots of catching up to do. And we're a big group of people. We're 2.6 million people in this country. And we're coming forward, and it's wonderful, and it's changing people's lives.
But the period I'm talking about, respectfully, is 2012 through 2024, which is after the dates you've just given us. So, again, I will put the question, why would it more than double in that time?
Well, so we're starting to talk about it, and as happened with me and happened with many others, is suddenly you're hearing someone talk about ADHD and you recognise it in you, just like, oh my gosh, that's me. Like that's, and it explains so much. And you come forward for help. And something to say in these figures that have, you know, been in the Times, it's really important to note that, like, in that increase in numbers of children, we represent, and in the one and behavioural conditions, we only represent 19% of that increase. We're not the biggest. Like, whilst behavioural disorders is a large increase, like, we're not that big a part of it. We're about a fifth of it. But it is of note, like, we're the only one who gets this kind of, like, this taken aside and sort of pointed out. And it's part of the discrimination on ADHD many in this country don't take it seriously, that we have...
Lastly, Mr. Shelford, what is life like living with ADHD?
Well, right now particularly is brutal, because we're in the middle of a sort of medication crisis where the medication that was has not been available due to failures, and that's been covered on LBC and others, and we're grateful for people raising that. I mean, it's really difficult. And diagnosis is it's life-changing for many. Like it allows you to understand what you're dealing with. It allows you to put in strategies that can change your life. And
Mr. Shelford, thank you for your time. Henry Shelford is CEO and co-founder of ADHD UK and had late stage adult diagnosis.